Mike Parker had mastered the art of looking fine. He knew the smile people expected. He knew how to nod at the right moments in conversation, how to give the quick, doing great man when someone at church asked how he was doing. He kept his shirt tucked, his hair trimmed, and his calendar full, the kind of man no one worried about because, well, he looked like he had it all together. But inside? Inside was a slow, quiet ache he couldn't name. It followed him from room to room, from his kitchen table in the early morning to his cubicle downtown to the pew on Sunday morning. It was like a shadow that didn't just trail behind him. It had crawled inside his chest. The strange thing was nothing was wrong, no crisis, no drama, no diagnosis. Just emptiness. Deep, persistent, anonymous emptiness. Mike sat at his desk that Tuesday morning staring at the blinking cursor on his screen, pretending to work on an engineering proposal. People passed behind him laughing about some office jokes. Phones rang. Keyboards clicked. And he felt like a ghost in the middle of it. He used to feel connected here. Used to grab lunch with coworkers. Used to be the guy who could walk into the break room and leave with two new friends. Not anymore. Now he ate lunch at his desk, scrolling, 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 the modern ritual of a lonely man he blamed stress at first. Then a busy season, then the kids' schedules, then the world. Anything except admitting the truth. He felt completely alone, even when surrounded by people. Especially when surrounded by people. His wife Kathy had started noticing something, though he didn't think she had figured it out yet. She'd ask questions like, "Are you okay? You seem really distant lately. Did something happen at work?" Each time he shrugged it off. "Nah, just tired. Just got a lot on my plate. I'm good." He wasn't good. And he was running out of excuses that didn't sound like lies. Even the kids sensed it. His daughter, 8-year-old Emily, had stopped asking him to play Barbies because, as she said one night, "You just look sad, Daddy." He had laughed it off at the time, but the comment hit a part of him he didn't want anyone touching.